I'm live. Okay. So, welcome. Oh, yeah. You can hear me? Okay. So, welcome. I'm David Bernard. I'm the creator of CDVs and member of the CD Event Groups, the topic of today, of this session at least. I'm an open source contributor since several years. Maybe some of you already use one of my tools. No? Okay. No, not a problem. So the current story starts in 2023 at a fintech scale-up. My team work on the platforms. The purpose of the platform is to accelerate software development for software delivery, but also machine learning model delivery. So at the end of the years, we ask our customers, what do you need for the next years to prepare the roadmap? And as part of this roadmap, one of the features is having more visibility on the deployment, being able to see which version it's at which stage, UAT stage, production, maybe development, and to have visibility on the history. This request also comes from product managers, just to know when they create reports, hey, what is the current version of the product? So for my evaluation, I searched for solution. I found none, as confirmed by some discussion on the CD Foundation channel, but also by a streamer. So we know when a streamer says something, it's often true. And the solution is often build yourself on the CD Foundation. It's what is mentioned. So we evaluate the cost versus the value. It was low priority, not a cheap solution. So, but in 2024, my department was acquired by another company. Before we start working on this topic, it was low priority, but still present. So I decided to leave the company and start working full time on this open source solution. But as I leave the company, I also need money. Spoiler, money is not yet here, but maybe with your help and the help of the first dev, thank you, and the dev room, thank you. You can applaud them for the work. Maybe it could change. So the problems. Often you start with an idea, a bug, etc. You create a ticket, start coding, testing, building, CI. It's fine. You publish to your packet manager. You deploy into the first environment. You test in this environment. If it's OK, you promote to the other environment. There is multiple ways to promote. Maybe you republish to another artifact repository, etc., etc. And this workflow excludes the case of library, where you stop and you reinject into another project. But to achieve these goals, we use a ton of tools, each with its own dashboard, multiple dashboard. One dashboard for Jenkins, maybe one dashboard for GitHub, one for Argo CD. No unified view, no view of the flow across all those tools. So so it's currently the main issue. What, as I mentioned, how can I correlate version of stuff between each stage? What is the deployment frequency? It could be extract, but what is the deployment frequency at each deployment? It starts to become harder. So what is the goal? The goal is to integrate, to have a solution that's integrated into your existing workflow, not to force you to switch to another tools in which you will have to design everything and it will create. It's very important to observe and to be able to see what is my software delivery lifecycle in the past, but also currently. And when I have this capability to observe, maybe I could use this capability to react and to drive the deployment, and not maybe to use a big orchestrator that could block, etc. So, as part of my evaluation, I also joined the CD Foundation and start to contribute to CD events. Why CD events? So it's part of the CD Foundation, that it's part of the Linux Foundation project. Multiple version has already been released. It's still 0.x. The last version was end of last year. Don't use it. There is a fix that is coming maybe this week or next week. And I bet on this standardization. But in 2023, CD events had some limitation, minimal tool adoption. You understand, it's young. So no production deployment, use it, I guess I know. But specification is not stable. And why, for an existing tool, switching to this work-in-progress solution, where each one already has its own tool, so it's not pragmatic. But we hope, and as part of it, we could make it a better future. So I decide to go it. So what is CD event? CD event is mainly a set of JSON schema to specify every part, every phase of a software life cycle. It's composed of three blocks. The context, where it's information about the event itself, an ID for the event, the timestamp when this event arrives, and the type. The type is important because the type defines the content of the subject, the second part, the important part. The top level field under the subject are always the same. The ID and the content. And there is an optional source, but I will not talk about it. And the content of the content field is defined by the type. So it's why it's important. As you can see, the type is namespace. So it means that we have dev CD event for normalized events, and it's followed by what we name the subject, in this case it's service, followed by the predicate, in this case deployed, and the version of the type. We also have the spec version used. And as CD event want to be extensible, we allow to have another optional part named custom data, in which you can put whatever you want. It is important because it's a place where you can put information not available as part of the subject, at least today. And it's also extendable because you can create your own type. Just don't use dev.cdevents and follow the same pattern. In the context, there is also some optional fields, like links and chain ID, to help correlate events between each. So if we back to the previous slide, but this time with subject and predicate, you can see that we have tickets, change, branch, incident, test case run, test street runs, and for each we have some predicates. I can say action. Oh, a lot of them. So with this event, this definition of event, I start to work on CDVs. So what you have in your company today? You have some tools used in your software development at the bottom. And some of them already implement CD events, but maybe not the latest version of CD events. Maybe each tool can use different version of CD events. At the top, you have your enterprise dashboard team, a tool maybe used by your platform engineer, DevOps, but maybe by C-levels, maybe by data analytics. So, and maybe you use several of them and your system of alert. And as I mentioned, the first goal is to have visibility about what is running. So we start from the dashboard part. Oops, too fast. So to be able to show data, we need to store data. So the data, so for the to start, I go with PostgreSQL because it's flexible and I can test several approaches with it. But I'm pretty happy. I enable TimescaleDB because it's time-stamped events, so it allows a lot of features and more. But the real core part is the collector. The purpose of the collector will be to retrieve information from CD event providers and non-CD event providers. And as we have this collector able to push data to the database, we can also use it to send CD events to a third-party system. Maybe a workflow tool, maybe a queue system, and at the other side of the queue system, you have another collector. You can create a set of topology because you want to aggregate from different different collectors, etc., and you want to segregate some tools. So CDVs, inside CDVs. CDVs is like an ETL to extract, transform, load. That mainly the extract, transform, load is part of the source. So it can take information from various sources, HTTP webhook, but also HTTP server sent event, file system or bucket. Kafka is already support, but most of the tools you want to integrate use webhooks, use HTTP today, so it's the easiest part. And at the outside of the source, we have CD event object pushed into the queue, and outside of the queue, they are broadcasted to a bunch of sync. Sync could be log, could be file, could be the database, could be HTTP, could be Kafka, and more. The collector is provided as a CLI, as a Docker image, as a Kubernetes, but also as a GitHub action. Why? Because with this CLI, you have some kind of feature include curl command to push CD events. You can do the transformation and send CD events, or a Kafka client directly. And it also allows you to use it locally without have to deploy. Inside the source, as I mentioned, we have the extract part, a set of transformers, a chain of transformers, and the loader. The purpose of the loader is to validate that it's a correct CD event that can be pushed to the queue. Each transformer can split, discard, log, create new event, do a bunch of stuff. There are some hardcode transformers, but mainly you write transformer using a language named Vector Remap Language. It's a language created by and pushing by Datadog. It is used for their current log system aggregator. It is really performant. My repository included a benchmark to compare the various solutions. And the extractor can be used from a producer that push data, like webhook, but it can also grab information by pulling data. For example, looking at a bucket and say, hey, there is a new report. There is a new artifact around the bucket, etc. So input can be file metadata, JSON, JSON-L, CVS, and next week, XML. I will explain why XML after. And the database is pretty simple. In the CD event language, this database is also known as evidence store. It is simple because I want to allow enterprise to own their data and maybe to extend this schema as they want. So to ingest data, you call a stored procedures. And what is done by these stored procedures is up to you. The default one, the provided one, just store into a table that works like a data lake, where we have the raw JSON and some extracted metadata, the timestamp and the type, the subject and the predicate. And if you want, you can extend it with new view, materialized view, maybe compression, retention policy, etc., whatever your database and your knowledge want. And on the dashboard, we have some key metrics, etc., etc. My favorite, and what I started, is this custom dashboards I created. It is used to track artifact version across the line. So each vertical line is one version of an artifact. Its horizontal line is a stage, published, maybe tested, deployed as part of a service into an environment, etc. And with this information on the table on the other side, you have access to the frequency of the event, the average duration from the promotion between each stage, and the latest version at this stage. So it's I'm pretty proud of it, but I'm open to any suggestion. I have to create it because I didn't find one. Originally, I planned to make a demo, but I bypassed the demo and captured directly the failure. So in production, maybe I have a single line for an artifact that is I don't manage. I just apply it on my cluster. It's good. But sometimes I have other bugs because transformers are misconfigured for transformation. In this case, it's a conflict between KubeWatch events, because I watch directly Kubernetes to know what is deployed, and Argo CD. The naming convention was not well aligned, so the graphics. And this one is a mix of all the information, pretty unreadable. But you can create also dashboard about your pipelines, test pipeline, CI pipeline, etc. So you have another view of the time, the queue, the duration, the failure, and you can create. If you want to get started, I also provide a Docker Compose where you can play with it. With this Docker Compose, there is already a database, a collector, and a Grafana integrated. And inside Grafana, there is a page where you have random data and few forms to serve service deploy, service event, and incident. So it could be exactly like if you provide this application for your customer to say, hey, this version is deployed. I have this incident in production. And the information is used to annotate the graph below. So what works? I bet for a standard. I'm part of it. I expect it will succeed at some point in time. I start simple. I guess I use some common tools. Keeping the raw event, hello to extend, create your view, etc. So it follows. And maybe later I will create extract metrics, etc. But you are free to do it. Don't lose information. And because it's modular, user can keep what he wants. If you want just to use the collector to collect data and store in GitHouse or another database, it's fine. If you use also the database, it's fine. In fact, if you change the database, the dashboard shall have to be aligned. So a user can customize. But there is a bunch of stuff that didn't work. The adoption, not very far. But it's also the purpose of the collector to help. You can use it without adoption. But by using it without adoption, we lost part of the information. And a big part is how to correlate information. Because contrary to distributed tracing, where you have a trace ID and it's propagated inside the process and you have the trace ID outside, and then you can correlate, it is not possible. So you have to create some rules to do it. So the challenge, emerging spec, correlation, dashboard audience. Maybe you have DevOps, C-levels, developers that want it, target, etc. The documentation and the marketing, but I work on it. So we are building on an expected, on an emerging spec. So there are some pros and some cons, but we need your help on this on CD events. We need your feedback, and CDVs also need your feedback. And if you're happy, your money. What is coming for the roadmap for CDVs? So more dashboard dedicated to test. It will coming for Q1. It's also why XML will be used as input to be able to read directly, for example, GUnit reports, and to integrate this information. More source, more data dashboard, transformer, etc., and integration of all feedbacks. And if it goes well, maybe using also CDVs, and especially the collector, to trigger your workflow and to start to go to the event-driven CI/CD. So building on an emerging standard is risky, but I expect to be rewarding, and someone has to go first. CD-Event and CDVs are young. They doesn't fix all the problems, but you can start to use them today. Because CDVs will also take care of maybe transforming old CD events into new format of the CD events with a transformer. So we are looking for user, contribution, star, feedbacks, comments, including it's why you think it's useless for you, and what is missing and what to improve. Thank you.
We have 2 minutes, maybe 2 quick questions or one longer one. Yeah. Go ahead.
Thanks for the presentation, and happy to see that there is some talks about observability in CI/CD. I had just one question about the standardization and the semantic composition. Did you have the opportunity to talk to the OpenTelemetry figure about this?
Yes, so recurrent questions. Do we work with OpenTelemetry, CI/CD groups? No. To be clear, often they say we discuss, it's maybe we have, there's, it's, I don't take, I'm not part of it. There are some discussion at point. We look at what they are working on, and we work on another approach. Our goal is to have something more portable and use in other side. But we use them as also as inspiration. The attributes they define, etc., as part of what I start to use in custom data, just to look at it.
Thank you.